This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The new mayor of New York has floated the idea of copying the likes of Scotland and Finland in how they treat new parents by presenting them with a baby box. The former midwife and fertility coach Helena Tuberty is a big fan. Afternoon, Helena.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Grand. Typically, what's in a baby box?
A baby box is the most wonderful box of stuff that you need when you have a baby. So the box itself is used that you can sleep the baby in. There's a mattress, there's a sheet cover, there's things like a thermometer for baby's temperature, there's for baby's bath, for the room, a selection of clothing. That will be, you know, baby grows, vests, everything that you need, you know, like mitts and hats and all of that, and maybe some outdoor clothes. Things like a sling, which encourages skin-to-skin connection, maybe a little book, a little toy. Stuff even for, you know, mum's nipples, information, you know, that is, you know, what to do if a baby has a temperature, stuff on feeding. So there is, you know, opening a baby box is really quite magical. And it is such a lovely way of making sure that every child gets the same start. It takes the pressure off parents as well to, you know, that they know they've got the right stuff that every child needs. And for our squeezed middle, it really does make a difference. You know, you've got things like nappy cream and sponges and little, even a nasal aspirator, you know, the sort of snot extractor that can be so, so useful for beleaguered parents at 4 a.m. You know, there's obviously the muslin squares and, you know, bibs, towel, changing mat, everything, you know, 0 to 6 months. Is the ideal because everybody gives you presents for 0 to 3 months and you may not have basics. It takes a lot of pressure off. It also is a point of contact for a midwife, you know, to discuss a lot of things for people to feel that the state actually cares for them, that they're getting something back. You know, I think it's a wonderful idea. And, you know, you can have even things like maternity pads for mum. Disposable knickers, you know, a lot of really good, useful stuff and some reusable stuff as well.
Yeah. And just to be clear from that, the baby can sleep in this box for a few months.
Yes, the baby can sleep. Absolutely. It's wonderful. It's safe. It's comfortable, incredibly safe. And, you know, that's all a baby needs is a nice draft.
Yeah. There was in Ireland a pilot scheme, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, there was the baby bundle one. It was a lovely idea. I have no idea what's happened to it. And I know we were talking about that, you know, so giving cash instead. But it is the tangibility, you know, something that is unwrapped, that is specially for this baby. It makes your baby very real. It makes your point of contact that, you know, the state is really caring for you. And you are, you know, developing some relationship with your social worker, your health visitor, your midwife, whoever is actually delivering it to you. And, you know, for each baby, that each baby in a house will get the same. Obviously, if there's overlap of stuff, sanely and sensibly, you return what you don't need. Mm. And, you know, the sense that this will go into the system. Our charity shops are very good. In Germany, mums are recommended to put their babies into pre-washed clothing. Other secondhand clothing has been well washed, that there's no chemical residues. So there's a brisk trade in baby apparel and equipment anyway around the charity shops, a very useful, very sensible way. And of course, families, the mauler goes around houses, doesn't it?
Yeah. And at the moment in Irish maternity hospitals, are mothers typically given anything?
There was some type of a maternity grant, but this is not the same. Now, I would have a caveat, because I always have a caveat, as well as my ulterior motives. But the idea being that it wouldn't be, giving little samples of baby formula or ridiculous samples of certain things. There'd be proper sizes of tried and trusted products that you'd be buying anyway, good quality stuff.
Yeah, okay. And the boxes themselves are pretty sturdy. They can be even like passed on to people.
Absolutely. The boxes are terrific. I mean, I was lucky very long time ago to have had some experience with them. And it is one of the joys. They are really well made. It is a very safe space in which to house a small new person. They're very snug. They're very secure. They're well ventilated, which is really, really important. And, you know, the proper little mattress, proper sheet, little coverlet, or else you're putting the baby into, the zippy uppy things, all the right equipment that you can have your baby, that you have everything you need to hand. And obviously you can add to it, but also to get outdoors, having a sling that, you know, you get skin to skin contact if you want to do that in the house, but you can take your baby out for a walk. Mum is getting some little bit of exercise, some fresh air, seeing people and all of that. Also, you know, the idea that you can add extra information in what kind of classes and what kind of groups are available for a new parent, for new parents in the area. What can they bring their little one along to socialize, to be able to share stories and get support and friendship, you know? It's really important.
Yeah. And would you see this as something that shouldn't be means tested, that everybody gets one?
Absolutely, unequivocally not means tested. We have, we have the squeezed middle. And certainly, you know, that difference of every single child in the country getting the exact same start. Now, obviously, there will be add-ons, all of that. But, you know, I obviously, you know, as a fertility coach, I'm meeting people who have spent so much money on fertility treatment to get to this stage. And they really do not have any spare cash. They are strapped for cash. So this, I think, is really, really important that our state, our country values this new little person and will support their parents in being able to care for this child and have everything in place more easily.
Helena Tubberdy is a former midwife and fertility coach. Helena, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.